another lady that's breaking stereotypes and kicking butt. Now, earlier this week, I was talking about Bloody Marys. Now, I'm not sure. T-Mac, do you drink Bloody Marys or no?
I've never had a Bloody Mary. No.
Oh, my gosh, Stephanie, what do we deal with here?
You know what? It's no Judgment Friday.
It is. Okay, that's right. It is no Judgment Friday. It is no Judgment Friday. So I just kind of want to bring you guys things every No Judgment Friday that you just would not expect, you know, and you could never know. And so this had to be, I would say, I don't know, I would say 2 or 3 years ago, when I just got a bottle of something in the mail, T-Mac, right? It's a bottle of something in the mail, and it was a Bloody Mary mix, and it just had a K on it. This had K Bloody Mary mix, organic, vegan, blah, blah, blah. Now, I drink Bloody Marys, but the thing about it was I was just like, who would just randomly send me this Bloody Mary mix? And I went back and looked, and I saw I had an email from this girl named Kia Nelson, and she's like, hi, Heather, I know you're the happy hour with Heather B, but would you mind if I send you my Bloody Mary mix? And I was like, okay, cool. And I remembered that she did send it. Lo and behold, T-Mac, Stephanie, Heather B. Live Crew, I tasted this Bloody Mary mix and I was like, oh my gosh, what in the world is this? Like, I could not believe it. Then I go take a deeper dive and I start finding out this information. And here's another beautiful black female who created this Bloody Mary mix, and I was just floored. And so she's always been on my back of my mind to talk to her and try to, you know, just kind of put some light on it and just show her some love and kind of show her some attention, and hopefully everybody else can do that too. I want you guys to welcome her to the show. You know, this is Heather B. Live on Urban View on I Know Judgment Friday, and it's brought to you by Hyundai. Welcome her to the show, Miss Kia Nelson. Hey, Kia.
Hey, Heather.
How are you?
It's so nice to finally talk to you.
I know, girl. How crazy is all of this? Like, finally, after what? It's like 2 or 3 years, right?
It's been about 2 or 3 years, yeah.
And so break it down. You just took a chance and emailed me to send me the Bloody Mary mix. What was going through your mind?
You know what? Here's what it was, because you do your Women to Women Wednesdays.
Right.
And I listen to that all the time in the car. And you had said, you know, if you are a female business owner, you know, hit me up. So I did.
Wow.
It was literally that simple.
Wow, that's crazy. I didn't even know. I didn't even realize at the time when I got it. I was just like, what? Who is sending me this bottle up to Sirius XM? Like, who is this? And like I said, after I took a deeper dive and found out, you know, it was you, a black woman doing this, creating an organic and vegan product, I just was blown away, because there's also a stereotype with black people and Bloody Marys that we just don't drink them. But I'm one. Yeah. I love a good Bloody Mary. What got you interested in doing Bloody Marys, and how did you get started?
So just like you, I love Bloody Marys, and so does everyone in my family. My siblings, my dad, my cousins, and we've always been a Bloody Mary family. And I've worked in hospitality for over 20 years as everything from a bartender, bar manager, general manager. And what I would end up doing when I would go into a new place is taste a Bloody Mary mix, and usually I found it lacking, so I would change the recipe.
Wow.
And I opened up a new place, well, not me personally, but I went in as the opening bartender of a new place in Battery City in New York, and I created their mix, and the customers went crazy for it, and they were asking if they could buy it by, like, the pint. And my family had told me, you should bottle this, because they loved it when I made it at home. Whenever we have family come in and visit, I would make batches of Bloody Mary, because, like I said, everybody in my family loves it. And they were like, you should bottle this. But you know how it is when your family and friends tell you stuff, you don't believe it.
Yeah.
So, you know, when the customers were saying it, I was like, maybe I should try this. And so I did. I took the steps to figure out how to start a company, how to get an LLC, you know, everything I needed in terms of taxes, getting it shelf stable, you know, making sure it was something that I could actually put on the shelf, getting, you know, a UPC. And I just took those steps, and it was, you know, hard, and it took longer than I thought, because I feel like sometimes, you know, with government stuff, it always does. But I did it. And the response I got from people, from customers, was amazing. And that's the biggest thing for me, is when I hear the stories people tell, because there are a lot of people that I encounter who either never had a Bloody Mary or have had and haven't liked it. And then they have mine and they're like, yeah, I've never had anything like this. Like, this is the best Bloody Mary I've ever had. And it's good for you. It's healthy. Mm-hmm. There's no additives. There's no preservatives. You know, so it's bottled in glass, so it's environmentally friendly. You know, and not only can you drink it by itself because it has enough layers and depth and flavor, but it holds up to whatever spirit you use. Because I do it with beer, vodka, tequila, sake. Like, you can do it with anything, and you can cook with it.
I was gonna say, because baby, I had a little bit left over. It wasn't enough to make a whole Bloody Mary, but I had an extra turkey chop and I slapped some of that, mm-hmm. that mix up on my turkey chop and almost bit my doggone finger off, Kia. I was like, this thing is too good for words. Tell me, what was the decision for you? Was it personal or just for you in the community, the Black community, to go organic and vegan with the products that you put in it?
Me. I went vegetarian when I was 13. It was a personal choice. I'm an animal rights activist. You know, I rescue and I foster and I adopt. And I've had a passion and a love for animals since I can remember, since I was a child. And then, of course, you know, as more and more companies started putting out organic products and understanding how important it is to eat and drink organic when it comes to the farmland, you know, mm-hmm. when it comes to climate change, when it comes to supporting these small farmers, it just, for me, it was a no-brainer.
I love it. Now, you've won some awards. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes. Yeah, so say, you know, why ingest chemicals that aren't necessary? Why ingest pesticides?
So true. And I was going to just congratulate you and big you up some more and have you speak on, because you've won some awards recently. She ain't just talking, y'all. She literally has won some awards recently for her Bloody Mary mix. Can you talk about that really quickly?
Yes, I am so happy and so proud that I won the 2020 Good Food Award in the Elixir category. And the Good Food Guild as an organization is, they deal with food and beverage makers. And it's not just an award based on what something tastes like, but it's based on mm-hmm. how you make it, how you process it. Is it good for the environment? Is it good for your body? You know, what ingredients do you use? What farmer, you know, what farms do you get your products from? How it's processed. So it's not just that they like the way it tastes, but they like the way that I make it. They process, like the ingredients that I use, how it's manufactured. No. And I make everything by hand in small batches.
Oh my gosh, I love it, because I saw the little numbers and everything. I said, oh, this sister is just no joke. I never forgot you. And I know it's taken three years but I trust God, you know, Kia. So whatever mm-hmm. time and the timing that he anoints for situations, it's okay. But I never forgot you. And so the other day when I reached out to you, that's because I had a conversation with Stephanie here about Bloody Marys. I was like, Kia, I have to reach out to her to make sure she's still doing, because I want to talk to her. Now is the time. And so for everybody yes. out there that's drinking Bloody Marys, listen, I'm very big on, if you go into people's homes, the holidays are coming up soon, you guys. If you go into people's homes, you got to give people a gift or something like that. Don't ever show up places empty handed. You cannot do that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times you want to support Black owned businesses or support somebody because, to your point, you appreciate their story. You know what you're going through. Reach out to Kia. Go to her website. They ship. They do so many different things. And her stuff is available in stores as well. Kia, where can people reach you?
So on Facebook and Instagram, it's K, just the letter K, Bloody Mary Mix. On Twitter, it's K Bloody Mary, and the website is kbloodymarymix.com.
kbloodymarymix.com. That's kbloodymarymix.com. Mm-hmm. You guys, you will not be disappointed. And as I said, and she said it too, I'm just vouching for what she said, because y'all know I love to cook. You can cook with it. Like, this, it's amazing. Like, it is absolutely amazing, and it is good for you. So she got very good stuff up in there. Kia, thank you so much, sis. I can't wait to finally meet you in person. We got to get
Me
together.
Either.
We got to have some Bloody Marys. You're right in Brooklyn, so there's no reason why we shouldn't be connecting soon. I love you, sister. You know you always have my support, and thank you so much for sharing your story with the Heather B. Live crew.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Heather, for having me. I really appreciate it, and I'm so happy to finally talk to you. I've been waiting.
No,
I
it's
love your
Kia,
show.
it is all good. I'm in your corner rooting for you, girl. So anytime, we'll be talking to you again soon around the holidays for sure. Thank you, Kia.